In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 12. Student oder Portier? A student or a porter? In the last lesson you were introduced to Hannah, the chambermaid at the Hotel Europa. She was annoyed to find that one of the guests, Herr Meyer, had left his room in such a mess. She began cleaning the room and clearing away bottles. Listen to what she said and listen out for the indefinite article eine in front of the noun.
Eine Flasche. Noch eine.
One of the two bottles Hannah finds is still half full. Listen again and note the definite article die, which precedes a feminine noun.
Die Flasche ist ja noch halb voll.
X, as you know, is an invisible elf, and she was making the most of this situation. Hannah was startled to hear a voice, apparently coming from nowhere. So she asked, "Is anyone there?"
Ist da jemand?
Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, happened to be passing the room and heard Hannah talking to someone. She also heard X's voice and said to herself, "That's funny."
Komisch.
X is, of course, invisible, and this adds to the general confusion. Meanwhile, Andreas is at the reception desk. He suddenly notices that X has disappeared and realizes that this is a bad sign. He goes looking for her, and then he hears her voice.
Das ist komisch.
Perhaps you can imagine how Andreas feels. He'll appear on the scene alone, allein, but the people around him will hear two voices. Listen to the following conversation and note the word for we, wir. How can you tell that Andreas is confused?
Komisch.
Das ist komisch.
Ist da jemand?
Still.
Was machen Sie denn hier?
Wir studieren.
Wie bitte?
Ja, nein. Also, wir... Ich bin nur neugierig.
Interessant. Sagen Sie mal, Sie sind doch allein. Sagen Sie immer wir und meinen ich?
As you no doubt heard, Andreas can't conceal his confusion. He begins to stutter. Listen again. X wants to find out what Frau Berger finds funny.
Was ist komisch?
Frau Berger asks if anyone is there, and X replies, "Yes, we are."
Ist da jemand?
Ja, wir.
Andreas tries, without success, to silence X.
Psst, sei doch still.
But Frau Berger has noticed Andreas. She asks him what he's doing here.
Was machen Sie denn hier?
Before Andreas can answer, X replies, "We're studying."
Wir studieren.
Hannah laughs and says, "I beg your pardon."
Was machen Sie denn hier?
Wir studieren.
Wie bitte?
Andreas doesn't know whether to say I or we. But before he can reply, Frau Berger asks him directly whether he always says we, wir, when he means I, ich.
Sagen Sie immer wir und meinen ich?
There you heard the personal pronouns ich and the plural equivalent wir. Listen once again.
Sagen Sie immer wir und meinen ich?
Frau Berger is, understandably, surprised. She can't see X, but she can hear a strange voice. The conversation continues. Listen and try to get the gist, even if you don't understand every single word. Hannah and Andreas talk about their work. But Hannah is confused. Why?
Sagen Sie immer wir und meinen ich?
Nein, natürlich nicht.
Sie sind neu hier, oder? Ich glaube, Sie sind der Portier.
Stimmt.
Und warum sagen Sie, wir studieren?
Ich bin Student.
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Student und Portier.
Ach so. Na ja, also ich bin Hannah, das Zimmermädchen.
Und ich bin Andreas.
Also, an die Arbeit.
Okay, tschüss.
Hannah is confused because Andreas says he's a student, although he's just told her that he's the hotel porter. Listen again. Hannah says she thinks Andreas is the porter.
Ich glaube, Sie sind der Portier.
Andreas says he is, indeed, the hotel porter. Hannah then asks why Andreas says, "We are studying."
Warum sagen Sie, wir studieren?
And when Andreas tells her that he's a student, Hannah is thoroughly confused. Finally, she asks him what he is. A student oder a porter?
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Andreas answers, quite truthfully, that he's both. He tells her he's a student and a porter.
Student und Portier.
Hannah introduces herself and says she's the hotel chambermaid, Zimmermädchen.
Na ja, also ich bin Hannah, das Zimmermädchen.
Frau Berger has heard this conversation and she's amused. But she tells Andreas and Hannah that it's time to get back to work.
Also, an die Arbeit.
Hannah says goodbye to Andreas. She says tschüss, which is the informal way of saying goodbye to someone. And X replies, just as casually, by saying ciao.
Okay, tschüss.
And in a moment, after the melody, a word about German verbs. As we mentioned earlier, German verbs are inflected. That means they change their form according to the person in which they're expressed. You can tell this by the verb ending. The infinitive, that is the form in which verbs are listed in a dictionary, ends in en. If you remove this ending, you're left with the stem.
Studieren. Studieren.
Studier. Studier.
In today's lesson, you heard the first-person plural form of the verb. It's preceded by the personal pronoun wir. The verb ends in en.
Wir studieren. Wir studieren.
The first-person plural has the same ending as the infinitive.
Studieren.
Wir studieren.
To recap on verb endings in the present tense, the verb ending en is used in the infinitive.
Studieren. Studieren.
In the first person plural, the wir form, the verb has the same ending.
Wir studieren. Wir studieren.
And the same en ending is found in the second person singular, the sie form, which is the polite form of address.
Was studieren Sie? Was studieren Sie?
The first person singular, the ich form, ends in I.
Ich studiere.
The second person singular, the du form, ends in st.
Was studierst du? Was studierst du?
The third person singular ends in t and is preceded by a noun or a pronoun, he, she, or it.
Andreas studiert. Er studiert Journalistik.
Listen to the conversation once again from the beginning. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Komisch.
Was ist komisch?
Ist da jemand?
Ja, wir.
Psst, sei doch still.
Was machen Sie denn hier?
Wir studieren.
Wie bitte?
Ja, nein. Also, wir... Ich bin nur neugierig.
Interessant. Sagen Sie mal, Sie sind doch allein. Sagen Sie immer wir? Und meinen ich?
Nein, natürlich nicht.
Andreas tells Hannah he's a student and a porter. Hannah introduces herself as the hotel chambermaid.
Sie sind neu hier, oder? Ich glaube, Sie sind der Portier.
Stimmt.
Und warum sagen Sie, wir studieren?
Ich bin Student.
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Student und Portier.
Ach so. Na ja, also ich bin Hannah, das Zimmermädchen.
Und ich bin Andreas.
Also, an die Arbeit.
Okay, tschüss.
Ciao. Ciao, ciao, bambina.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.